Chapter 1. Paul Grayson never used to dream. As a young man, he had slept untroubled through the night. But those days of innocence were many years gone. They were 2 hours into the flight, another 4 until they reached their destination. Grayson checked the status of the ship's engines and mass drive, then confirmed their route on the navigation screens for the 4th time in the past hour. There wasn't much else a pilot needed to do en route. Everything was fully automated while the ship was in FTL flight. He didn't dream every night, but almost every other night. It might have been a sign of advancing age, or a byproduct of the red sand he dosed himself with on occasion. Or maybe it was just a guilty conscience. The Salarians had a saying, "The mind with many secrets can never rest." He was stalling, checking and rechecking the instruments and readouts to hold what was to come at bay. Recognizing his own fear and reluctance allowed him, forced him, to confront the situation, deal with it. He took a deep breath to collect himself, his heart pounding in his chest as he rose slowly from his seat. No sense putting it off any longer. It was time. On some level, he always knew when he was dreaming. There was a strange haze over everything, a bleary film that left the false reality feeling washed out and muted. Yet through this obscuring filter, certain elements would register with exacting precision, minor details indelibly etched into his subconscious mind. The juxtaposition added to the surreal nature of his dreams, yet also made them somehow more vivid, more intense than his waking world. His feet padded softly over the carpeted aisle as he made his way aft from the cockpit toward the passenger cabin. There, Pell and Keogh occupied 2 of the 4 seats, sitting kitty-corner across from each other. Pell was a big man with broad shoulders and olive skin. His hair was cropped in a tight afro, and he had a thin black beard extending along the length of his jaw. Seated in the chair facing Grayson as he came into the cabin, Pell was swaying gently back and forth in time to the song coming over his headphones. His fingers tapped lightly against his thigh, his perfectly manicured nails rustling softly against the dark material of his suit pants. His tie was still tight around his neck, but his jacket was unbuttoned and his mirrored sunglasses were tucked away inside the right breast pocket. His eyes were nearly closed. He'd lost himself in the rhythms of the music. A peaceful, easy image, at odds with his reputation as one of Terra Firma's top personal protection agents. Keogh wore the same suit as her partner, minus the tie, but she lacked the imposing physical size one typically expected in a bodyguard. She was a full foot shorter than Pell, and maybe half his weight, though there was a tautness to her wiry muscles that hinted at the violence she was capable of inflicting. Her exact age was difficult to pin down, though Grayson knew she had to be at least 40. With advances in nutrition and gene therapy to reduce the effects of aging, it was common for people to look as young and healthy at 50 as they did at 30, and Keogh's unusual appearance made it even harder to estimate how old or young she might be. Her pale skin was the color of chalk, giving her a ghostly appearance, and her silver hair was shaved short enough to glimpse the pasty white flesh of her scalp beneath. Intermarriage between the various ethnicities of Earth over the past 2 centuries had made alabaster skin a rarity, and Grayson suspected Keogh's stark complexion was the result of a minor pigment deficiency she had never bothered to reverse, although it was entirely possible she had undergone elective skin lightening for cosmetic purposes. After all, visibility was a key aspect of her job. Let people know you're on duty, and they'll think twice before doing anything stupid. Keogh's odd appearance definitely made her stand out in a crowd despite her stature. She was facing away from Grayson, but she twisted around in her seat to watch him as he entered the cabin. She looked tense and coiled, ready for anything, a complete contrast to Pell's easy calm. Unlike her partner, she seemed incapable of relaxing, even under the most mundane circumstances. "What's wrong?" she demanded at his approach, eyeing the pilot.